This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I am back, Rudrance, for Black and White Sports 2. If you're new to the channel, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Also, make sure you check us out on podcast. We're available wherever your podcasts are available. All episodes on audio. Well, we've got a story that's just now breaking right now involving Gisele Bündchen. Of course, that is Tom Brady's ex-wife. And she is coming out and she's shutting down some of the quote-unquote rumors we've heard. And we also have Tom Brady coming out and making a statement about whether or not he's going to stay retired. Now, I'm going to tell you, Tom Brady, in my opinion, can sort of do the I'm going to stay retired no matter what. Like I said in a video the other day, it's going to be a couple of 3 years before we get past Brady might unretire rumors. It's just the way it is. They surrounded every great quarterback that has ever retired, sometimes even for injury or concussion like Troy Aikman. There were teams chasing him 2, 3, 4 years, Kurt Warner, 5 years after they walked away, asking him. Ben Roethlisberger just came out yesterday and said that him and the Niners talked last year. So there's that. I've got the Daily Mail and we've got Tom Brady. Let's look at this. Wow. Gisele Bündchen. It was the death of my dream. Gisele breaks silence on Tom Brady divorce and slams the rumors that she gave him an ultimatum to choose her over his NFL career as she poses for a stunning swimsuit clad cover shoot. This is, I guess, from a Vanity Fair interview. Supermodel Gisele Bündchen has finally opened up about her divorce from NFL star Tom Brady, describing the split as, quote, the death of her dream, while blasting rumors that she gave the football pro an ultimatum forcing him to choose their relationship over his sporting career. Now, look, she's going to deny this kind of thing because it's going to make her look terrible if she's just like, yeah, I told him it was football or me when you're talking about the greatest football player of all time. It's the football hopes and dreams of millions of fans versus me. Good luck with that. Speaking to Vanity Fair for an interview to accompany a stunning cover photo shoot for April's issue, Gisele, 42, described the speculation surrounding her split from Tom, 45, as, quote, very hurtful, while insisting that she has only ever wanted all his dreams to come true. Listen, I always cheered for him, and I would continue forever. If there's one person I want to be the happiest in the world, it's him, believe me. I want him to achieve and to conquer. I want all his dreams to come true. That's what I want, really, from the bottom of my heart. While vehemently denying that her divorce had anything to do with Tom's decision to U-turn on his retirement from the NFL, Gisele said that reason behind their split after 13 years of marriage was much more innocent, claiming that the pair simply grew apart and realized they wanted different things. Interesting. Sometimes you grow together, sometimes you grow apart, she said. When I was 26 years old and he was 29, we met, we wanted a family, we wanted things together. As time goes by, we realize that we wanted different things, and now we have to make a choice. That doesn't mean you don't love the person. It just means that in order for you to be authentic and truly live the life that you want to live, you have to have someone who can meet you in the middle, right? Question mark. It's a dance, it's a balance. The supermodel, whose fashion career has seen a massive resurgence since her split from Tom, also furiously shut down any suggestion that it was she against football, saying that she loved watching her former husband on the field. Now, let's give some side notes to that. Look, it was not a secret. She wanted him to retire like 2 or 3 or 4 years before he ever left the Patriots. In fact, word has it she wanted him to retire before he made that Atlanta Falcons comeback. Now, can you imagine? I mean, that was the one thing. I'm a 49ers fan, and I was always hesitant to move Tom into the GOAT position because of Joe Montana. And then he led the comeback, the greatest.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Football achievement I've ever seen, the most jaw-dropping shit I've ever watched. He led a comeback that I'm not sure will ever be topped, and he solidified himself as the greatest of all time for the NFL and at quarterback. Since then, Gisele has been linked with two men. First, her jiu-jitsu instructor, Joaquin Valente, and then Elle McPherson's billionaire ex-husband, Jeffrey Soffer. However, she insists she's not dating either person. Interesting, because TMZ literally just did a story like yesterday or the day before with all kinds of pictures of her and her jiu-jitsu instructor gallivanting around out on horses and all kinds of sort of datey things together, things that couples go do, kind of that kind of thing. I think at this point, unfortunately, because I'm divorced, I'm sure that they're going to try to attach me to anything, she said. So we got that. Now we got Tom Brady. He's still shutting down rumors that he's going to come back. The 80 for Brady star recently spoke to people at his unofficial retirement in Miami, Florida, hosted by NFT company Autograph. He said how his children are the most important things to him, how his kiddos are his main priority going into his new chapter. There's nothing I love more than football, but I have young children. They have watched enough of their dad's games. It's time for me to watch their games. Now, he also previously told people that his three children are his biggest blessing in life. Man, your kids teach you so much. You get to learn through new experiences with them, and they're the biggest blessing in my life. So those that don't know, Brady has three children in total. And I'm not going to go through the names of the children. I don't love just throwing that out there, but you can find it if you absolutely feel that you need that. I still don't believe him. You know, I mean, you know, it just is what it is. Now, I understand I am a Brady fan, but look, the moment he said, I'm not going into the Fox booth until after next season, I can't help but believe there's always going to be a chance that he is going to come back before this season even starts, that he's going to look at the QB landscape and be like, you know, even after last year, I was still probably the 13th, 14th best quarterback in the league on a team that had a lot of injuries. The offensive line was a dumpster fire, and there was no running game to speak of on that team. I mean, Byron Leftwich, it was very clear they missed Bruce Arians badly, really badly. I'm not going to lie to you, and I don't know if the conversations took place behind the scenes. I am floored he did not and is not going to the 49ers. I am. I understand that's a long way from his kids, but they got private jets, and his mom and dad are out there. I'm really surprised. It seemed like a perfect slide in, let Brock Purdy take a full year to get healthy. Maybe you even get Tom for two seasons and go try to win one, because I've said before and I'll say it again, if the Niners don't get a Super Bowl championship out of this all-pro roster, and it is a hell of a roster, then it's going to be one of the biggest failures of all time in the NFL to have this much talent and never win a championship. And in case you wonder, we could be heading down that road as 49ers fans. That's a thing. All this talent, and we might not get a title out of this. There's Mahomes and the Eagles and all these teams that's going to be very tough to get through. Now, I'm hoping Brock Purdy comes out and he's at least, you know, even a Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo type with less mistakes on this team could win a Super Bowl. And I think that's kind of what we saw out of Brock, you know? He was like, okay, he can come in, run this offense. So I got really footballsy there for you, but we're talking about Tom Brady and his options, right? So tell me what you think, Black and White Sports 2 supporters. I mean, I wasn't going to do a Giselle video without touching on the fact that Tom Brady is still claiming he's not coming back, and he just commented on that. So it was sort of kill two birds with one stone kind of thing. Because I do believe there's no doubt that divorce had a true impact on him. And even Bruce Arians said it kind of turned Tom's last season into sort of a dumpster fire, you know? He lost all that weight. He looked like shit on the field. Just physically, he looked bad. He looked small, looked like he had shrunk. You get the point. A lot of stress. I've had a couple of divorces, and they're tough. They are tough. They wear you down for months on end until you sort of get over a certain hump, you know? Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.